Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday's game was going great for your team until those final 4.5 minutes. What did you see on film after the game that you know your team needs to do a little better in those final minutes?
Hi, Kelly. You know, combination. Obviously, we did have a lead, but I thought, we certainly were under pressure for a lot of that towards the end of the second period. I think they gained a lot of momentum on the power play that they got. And unfortunately, at the time, we had good momentum. You know, it was an offensive zone penalty, which I mentioned yesterday, are always tough. So, but then, we had the lead for for over half the game. We got that goal fairly early in the second. And, I just watching the film again, like I've said before, it's never as good as you think, and it's never quite as bad as you think. So certainly a lot of positives. I thought we were better with the puck in terms of getting out, especially the first. Ran into some more difficulties in the second in that regard, but again, our effort in the battle was really, really good. But I think we just need to do a better job defending the entries. I thought we were kind of too easy to play against in that regard. We just let them. Like even on the tying goal, she picked the puck up in her end and basically skated into our zone and all the way around the net and stuffed it without us really confronting her. So yeah, that's one area. And obviously their defense get a lot of shots on net, so we just got to do a little better job of getting out on those people as quick as we can.
Well, I hate to see a goaltender play that well. Kerrigan had a great game, 39 saves. And then in the final minutes, kind of be let down by her teammates in front of her. She didn't get much help there in those final minutes, did she?
No, it's tough. It's tough to win games 1-0, Kelly. That's the bottom line. We talked about that. We had some chances. Grayson Myers herself had one spectacular chance in the second to make that lead to go from 1-2. But their goalie came up with a big save. So, and then she had a couple more in the third. Same thing. There was. At any time, any one of those goes in, it's a different game. So, we talked about that. We said the last three games, it's been a total of one goal that the Beavs have scored. So, tough to be successful in this league doing that. And but we've gone through this before, and I said we certainly have the goal scorers in the locker room. We have the ability to put the puck in the net, so we just got to stay with it.
Well, special teams has been a bit of a struggle as well. Your penalty kill. I'm not used to watching your team give up as many power play goals as you have this year. And then you haven't been able to get any power play goals this year. What needs to happen on both ends?
Again, it's details, especially on the PK and the one they got last night. We just were a little low in our, we want our top player to check down a little bit. And there's a trust factor that has to go there with the killers that are on the ice, and Huntsie and Claire have not been together a whole lot, but Paige was in the box, so it's just that little interchange that those two forwards have to have, and we just took a bad angle on our initial check, which allowed the puck to go right back to their point player, and then we didn't really do anything from that point on in terms of making her uncomfortable and kind of giving her any send her a signal that's not a good idea to shoot. And power play wise, we just got to keep working on it. I thought our first effort, we had some chances. We just got a little. We were Emma's doing a great job. She had him in the room and just talked about shortening our passes and just really getting a lot of input from the players themselves, which I think is really, really beneficial. So, that group's working hard. They know how important it is, and they'll keep grinding away.
Well, I know you got that one goal from Lydia Passolt, and she is so dangerous. When the puck gets on her stick, she somehow just quickly releases and finds a way to put it in. How much do you rely on that line to do more scoring?
Well, there's no question that line has to score for us. I mean, that's, Claire and Reese and Lydia have the potential to be an outstanding line, and they've this is, the second full game they've been together. They were obviously a little bit together in the third game against St. Cloud, and Lydia got the major, so she wasn't on that line at that point and wasn't with them in Ohio State. So, this takes a little bit of time to get that chemistry. But one thing Lydia does is she can shoot it. And she's got such a quick release. And even besides the goal, I don't know if you recall, first period down to your left there, Huntsie fed her a puck at you one time, didn't that almost got Frank going the wrong way, and just just missed being a goal for us. So, but I, you know, not just that line. I thought Grayson Meyer's line was really, really good yesterday. I thought she and Paige Beebe and Lindsay Featherstone were really effective, and they were getting pucks behind their defensemen, and they were going to work, and that's what we need to do.
I see you have Taylor Nelson and Kayla Santel in the lineup today. What do you hope to see out of those two freshmen?
You know what, they've just, you know, Taylor's been in the lineup, I believe, five of our previous seven games. So she's, you know, again, she just brings a lot of energy. I like the way she plays. Kayla got an opportunity against St. Cloud, and she's been practicing really well. Kayla's one of those players who has the ability to score goals, so really hoping maybe she'll get an opportunity today to see what she can do around the net. So, but again, just some fresh legs and energy and enthusiasm, and again, just an opportunity for those players to keep growing.
Coach, what's it going to take for your team to snap this streak and get back into the winning things?
You know what, Kelly, 60 minutes of really intense hockey, playing with a lot of urgency. That's the bottom line. We, you know, had a good meeting this morning. Players all, you know, had a lot of input themselves in terms of what we can do better. And like I said, we have an opportunity this afternoon to come right back out and see if we can't rectify things. And we know it's not going to be easy. Obviously, Mankato's playing extremely well, playing with a lot of confidence. And again, you just got to come out and grind and battle. And I said, they don't have to be pretty. They don't have to be pretty when it comes to scoring goals. We'll take the greasiest, ugliest goals we can get as long as we get more than they do.
Well, let's hope for the best. Good luck, Coach. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly. You bet.
Thanks. Bye now.